好，我们先读主的话语，就是我们大家虽然非常的熟悉，但是求神再一次来向我们说话。好，我们就一起来读哈。我们从虽然我们是讲约翰福音第三章，我们从第二章的23节开始，我们一起来读。当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也不用着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。再下一句，尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人胜过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
但愿我们读这些话的时候，我不知道对于你来说是新鲜的，还是都是非常非常熟悉的。
I'm not certain what we were reading this, are these new verses to us, or we are already very familiar with.
虽然三章十六节是最宝贵的，但盼望不是我们在这一章里只认识这一节的圣经。
Even though we're very familiar with Book John chapter 3 verse 16, but hopefully we can see other verses as well.
我们回到我们今天所处的一个世界，我们知道这是一个混乱的世界。
So we all know that the current world we're in, it's really like a very chaos.
我们知道说在外面瘟疫还没有止住，所以我们都还戴着口罩。
And we know the pandemic is not ended yet, so we were very much all wearing masks here.
同时我们会听见各种的消息，好像民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And we even see from the news that people will attack another people and nation will attack another nation.
在这个礼拜好像很多新闻就在讨论这个俄国会不会打这个乌克兰。一会儿消息说明天可能就要开打了，一会儿说哦可能又不打了。
So this whole week, the media news were talking about if Russia is going to start the war against the Ukraine. So it could be even tomorrow, or sometimes they say maybe not.
在这样一个混乱的世界里面，我们应当怎样来自处？
So in this chaotic world, how are we going to position ourselves?
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌，主你是陶匠，我是泥土。
We just sang the hymn that our Lord is the potter and we are the clay.
是说到我们的主，他是塑造我们的主。
So the Lord is the one who's going to shape us and mold us.
在这样混乱的世界里面，我们的主仍然是要来塑造我们。
In this chaotic world, the Lord is continuing His work to shape us.
可能这个炉火的温度不一定是我们最喜欢的。
Maybe the temperature is not exactly what we like to have.
但我们不可以忘记说，我们有这样的心愿，我们愿意被主来塑造。
But we should let us, Lord, know that we do have the heart.
我记得我刚来教这个教会的时候，我们就唱这首诗歌，更新我心意。其实也更新了十年、二十年，不知道现在更新的怎么样。
I still remember when I first came to this church, we were singing this hymn to renew my heart.
我想主是借着这首诗歌来再次提醒我们，我们需要更新。
So Lord used this hymn to remind us that we all need to be renewed.
但如果我们要明白主怎样的塑造我们，我们要有一个眼光，这个眼光就是国度的眼光。
So if we like to have the Lord to shape us, we all need to have a vision. So this vision is about the kingdom of God.
今天我们再次来看约翰福音第三章的时候，我们就来看说主怎样的启示生命跟国度的关系。
So when we will revisit the book of John chapter 3 today, we're going to have Lord to reveal us how to have the vision about the kingdom of God.
第三章我们都记得，通常我们记得第三章的题目是主耶稣跟尼哥底母论重生。
So the title about the verse chapter 3 is the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus about how to be reborn.
那重生当然是第三章里最重要的，但是为什么会讲到这个重生，我们不一定都记得。
So the regeneration is the topic of chapter 3, but how we came to this topic, we may not quite remember.
Yeah, 关于这个，我们通常会讲三点，一个是为什么会有重生。
We usually have three items to discuss. The first one is why we need to be reborn.
第二个是什么是重生。
And second is what is to be reborn.
第三个是怎样有重生。
And third is how we get there.
你会发现这通常跟我们读书人讲的顺序不太一样。我们通常都会讲什么是重生，先讲什么是重生。
Often we start with what is to be born again.
但是在神的话语里，为什么是放在前面？
But in the words from the Lord, we start with the reason why.
因为这里面有很重要的一点，就是我们到主面前来，我们里面的需要是什么？
Because one important fact is when we come to Lord, what is our needs internally?
因为你没有这个需要，你就不会明白。
Because if we do not have these needs, we would never understand it truly.
我们头脑要求智慧的话，你说你让我明白了，我就会要。
Our brain usually says, "If you want me to, if you help me to understand, then I will need it."
但是主给我们的启示，你到主面前来的人，你里面要的人，你会明白。
Yeah, but Lord wants us to have the needs inside, then we can understand it better.
所以我们今天就着重是看前面的一点。
So we're going to focus on the why today.
为什么要有重生
？Why we need to be reborn?
刚才我们读到的圣经，其中有两个字。
So the verses we just read, there are two words.
一个是神迹。
So one is the sign.
还有一个是神国。
Another word is the kingdom.
我们就在这里来思想说我们究竟为什么要有重生。
So we need to give these words more thoughts for us to understand the regeneration.
是借着看见神迹还是为了要进神国。
So do we only want to see the signs or we want to further seek how to enter the kingdom of God?
所以我们再看前面我们读的这两节圣经，第二十二节和第二十三节。
So we read the verse 22 and verse 23.
我们把第二十三节，我们先来再读一遍哈，我们一起来读。
当
耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。我们知道信了耶稣的名，这是何等的宝贵，这是一件很大很大的事。
So we all know it's so precious to already believe in the name of the Lord.
同时我们再看一节，倒回去看22节，我们也一起来读一下。 这样从死里复活的时候，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。这里一个说便信了，一个说就信了。
Yeah, so in these two verses, we very much can see they believed or many believed.
他们是一样的，还是有不一样？
We think they are the same terms or there's some difference.
如果你光从信这个字来看，没有不同。
If we just focus on to believe, very much they are the same.
但你要去看他们为什么信，你就知道不一样。
But if we focus how they came to believe, and there's some difference.
一个是说到主从死里复活以后，门徒想起耶稣所说的这个话。
So one was after the Lord raised up and his disciples recalled what he said, they came to believe.
他们所信的是因着主的复活，也因着主的话。
So what they believed was based on the Lord coming back to life and also his words.
这是一种信。
This is
那众人的信，他们是因为看见了神迹。
And the other belief from the crowd is because they saw the signs.
他们相信耶稣的名，耶稣的名是就是耶和华是拯救，这是耶稣的名的意思。
They believe in the Lord, the term the Jesus, the term it means Lord
耶和华拯救。耶和华。
Jehovah to come save.
Jehovah save. 那明白耶稣的名，他们相信，但是他们并不一定真正明白神怎么来拯救我们。
So they believe in the name of the Lord, but they may not truly understand how Lord saves us.
所以接下来说到一节说，但是耶稣却不把自己交托他们。
So there's another verse saying Jesus did not really entrust himself to the crowd.
这就是耶稣对他们那个信的反应。
This is the response of how Jesus reacted to the belief of the crowd.
这些人他们所看见他们的信他们所看见的是外面的东西。
They believe because they saw things from the outside.
耶稣所看见的是他们里面的东西。
But Jesus focused on the inside.
所以犹太人他们所追求的就是要看神迹。他们问耶稣说，你做这些事情还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
So the Jews, people, they were truly focusing on what signs they can see. They even asked Jesus, what signs you can show to us.
犹太人有这个特点，他们很著名，他们就是要神迹。
So, yeah, Jews people, they truly were seeking for the signs.
所以保罗他也说，希利尼人他们是要求智慧，犹太人呢，他们是要神迹，这是他们的标签。
希利尼人，
希腊人 ，Greeks。
So Paul said the Greeks they truly focus on the
wisdom,
but Jews they focus on seeking the signs.
是，所以其实我们中国人也很像，我们很希望有一些神奇的事发生，让我们有所得着，这样我就信你了。
And also for our culture, we are also in very favor of the signs. So when I see, I can believe.
主，如果你能为我做这样。那样的事，如果我的病好了，如果我的工作好了，那我就信你。
So Lord, if you show me the sign, you are going to do this, do that for me, I'm going to believe.
这本身并不是错，很多时候这些神迹也是我们信仰开始转向主的一个转折点。
Nothing wrong to see the signs. Often is the turning point that we start to believe.
但是转折点和根基是两回事，我们不能把它。
However, the turning point and the foundation, they are totally different.
主为我们做事可以把我们的心转过来，但是它不是我们造房子的根基。
So Lord can do things to us to turn things around, but that's not the foundation of how we build our faith.
如果我们的信心是建在这样的一个根基上，我们的主不能把自己交托给我们。
So if we build our belief on what signs we see, Lord is not going to entrust himself to us.
你知道说太喜欢神迹了有一个危险，就是这些人当中他们就会起来说，他们为了看更多的神迹，他们要起来勉强耶稣做他们的王。
So there's a danger by only focusing the sign. There are people who only want to focus on the sign that this it's okay for Lord to become the king because the king can perform the signs.
他们可以喊何善呐、啊，何善呐、啊。
They can say Hosanna.
但是等到有一天情势在改变的时候，他们也可以起来说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But one day when the situation changed, they can even come up and say, nail him to the cross.
但在这些众人当中，有一个人与他们不同，这个人名字叫尼哥底母。
However, there's one person among this crowd who's different from the other. He's Nicodemus.
耶稣，刚才我们读到耶稣，他知道万人心中所存的，所以不把自己交托给他们。
So Lord did not entrust himself to the crowd because he knew what everyone was thinking.
这个尼哥底母心里所存的是什么样呢？
However, how Nicodemus was thinking in his heart.
他心里面不是那种吃饼得饱。生病得医那样的信。
He was not seeking by just focusing on getting the good food or get healed when he is sick.
他不仅是相信眼前这位耶稣他是能够行神迹的。
He not only trusts the Lord can perform signs.
所以他也相信，他也是要心里迫切的寻求这些神迹所指向的那个意义。
He wants to further understand what these signs leads to.
所以当他到耶稣面前来的时候，他说。我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
So he came to Jesus and said, "We knew from you came from a bigger one, because we knew the signs you were doing. You would not have done that without a bigger one."
神迹有的时候好像英文的翻译，我们把它翻作 miracle。
So signs can be the same word as miracle.
我。通常我们没有信主的时候，我们的理解就是很难发生的事它发生了，我们就把它叫做神迹。
You know, before we became a miracle, when we see some of those that like impossible things became true, we call those signs or miracles.
但是在约翰福音里，这个字真正准确的翻译应该是兆头，英文是 sign.
But in the book of John, a miracle should truly be signs.
兆头的意思就是告诉你前面有什么。
So the sign is really to tell you what you are going to see ahead of you.
简单来说，我们比如说开车在路上，你从外面回到 Kansas City， 那告诉你说前面就是 Kansas。再过一会儿，他告诉你前面是 Kansas City。这个路牌，它就可以说是一个 sign。
So it's very much like when you're driving on the street, you see the street signs telling you what you are going to see next.
圣经里最著名的有一个地方说到兆头，就是在旧约，我们每年圣诞节要主自己要给你们一个兆头。在圣诞节，我们会读到以赛亚书，说。
So during Christmas, we often read Isaiah.
神要给你们个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
So Lord is going to give us a sign that a virgin is going to conceive and give us a
Virgin birth. Emmanuel, his name.
Emmanuel.
所以那个童女怀孕就是一个兆头。
So it's a sign that a virgin conceives a baby.
他所要预兆的就是神要怎样的来拯救。
And what it indicates is how Lord is going to do His work to save.
那位以马内利就是神的同在。
Because Emmanuel
要来拯救
is to be with the Lord to come and save.
所以兆头是指向一件事情。
So sign is really to point one thing.
究竟指向什么？这是尼哥底母也要来明白的。
So what the signs are pointing to? That is what Nicodemus is trying to find out.
但是尼哥底母刚刚说完这一句话，好像他就被耶稣打断了。
However, after he asked this sentence, it's like Jesus interrupted him right away.
好像甚至尼哥底母甚至没有机会问出他真正问的问题，因为他说的好像是一句陈述句。
And it looks like Nicodemus did not really finish in asking his question.
因为主他知道尼哥底母心里所存的是什么。
Because Jesus knew what Nicodemus was thinking inside his heart.
我们从耶稣的回答就可以看出。
We can tell from Jesus' response.
主怎样的回答尼哥底母，我们一同来读。耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。虽然尼哥底母没有问，但是耶稣，或者说尼哥底母还没有问， 但是耶稣就先回答他。
So even though Nicodemus has not really asked his core question, Jesus already knew.
尼哥底母知道他心中所缺的，他来要求的是神国，他心里想的是要见神国。
So Nicodemus knows he cannot see the kingdom of Lord. That's why he came on to Jesus for the answer.
不然我们的主不会这样来回答他。
Otherwise, Jesus would not reply him this way.
但尼哥底母他为什么会有这样的心？他这样的心是从哪里来的
？So how Nicodemus had this question?
是要从他所听见的。
From what he
have heard.
Have heard.
我们记得我们的主出来传道的时候，主一开始传道，他的信息是什么
？Do you remember when Jesus started to teach? What was his message?
很短哈，主没有讲一长篇的道。这节圣经我们一起来读马可福音的话。我们的主他传道的时候，他说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”为什么主的信息这么短
？So this is a very short message.
主这个信息他针对的是什么
？What this message is focusing on?
因为他知道说，在听这些信息的人当中，所有这些犹太人，在他们心中都有一个渴求，都有一个盼望，就是在等神的国。
Because Lord knows everyone in the Jews, they were all waiting for the kingdom of God.
所以主不用讲一长篇的道来鼓励他们说，你们要好好的来期待神的国。犹太人他们在痛苦的里面，他们在挣扎的里面，他们心中自然盼望神的国。
So Lord knows he doesn't have to spend like a very long message to convince the Jews to wait for the kingdom of the Lord, because that's what they have been longing for.
因为他们在地上的国里面遭受了太多的痛苦。
Because they went through a whole lot.
所以对他们来说，你只要跟他说神的国近了，那就够了。
So for them, if you just mention the kingdom is near, that should be sufficient.
今天有的时候我们传福音好像正好相反，我们要先许诺很多的好处哈。如果你信了会怎样怎样怎样，你看我就是这样这样这样。
But on the contrary, today when we were spreading the gospel, we were doing the contrary thing. We were like making a lot of promises.
但我们回到福音的起头，主的信息很简单。
But if we come back to the very beginning of the gospel, the message is very simple.
所以因为神的国近了，所以你们要悔改信福音。
Just because the kingdom of God is near, we just need to repent and believe.
所以对那些等待神国、等待弥赛亚的人，他听见这个，那就够了。
So for those who have been waiting for Messiah, what they heard here is good.
我想前面这一节是以色列人最喜欢、最想听见的话，但是要他们把神国跟耶稣连在一起，这是他们的难处。但是前面这一节，他们绝对没有难处。
So for the concept of kingdom of God, it is good for the Jews, but how to connect that with Jesus, that's where disconnected. Based on the Jews' understanding.
他们的难处在于他们不能接受耶稣是弥赛亚，但是他们心里对神国，他们是极其的盼望。
Yeah, they long for the kingdom of God, but they just cannot take Lord Jesus as the Messiah.
所以在众人当中有一些人，他们特别把这样的信息他们存在心里，而尼哥底母他就是其中的一位。
So Nicodemus is one of them.
我们知道说，这个我们都很熟悉，他又是法利赛人，又是官长，是那个议会里面的议员，然后他又是财主，所以他的宗教、政治、经济，他各方面他的地位都是那么高。
So we all know Nicodemus is like a very highly achieving person. Social status is high. He's a ruler. He's one of the members in the council. Financially good, secured.
但他知道这一切都不能让他见到神的国。
But he knows all of this he has would not lead him to see the kingdom of God.
他还是在外面。
He's still like outside, like outsider.
如果神国是一件论资格的事，很难你找到人比他更够资格。
So if to enter the kingdom of God with some qualification, maybe it's hard to find someone who has better.
我是说资格的话，我是说就是指外面，你从外在的资格来看。 如果他都在外面，那谁能够在里面呢？如果尼哥底母都是论资格他都要在外面的话，还有谁可以在神国的里面？
So like even Nicodemus is still like an outsider, who else can enter the kingdom much easier, easily?
Yeah, who can ever be in the kingdom?
Okay.
所以他来到耶稣面前，他要求说，你是师父，你来教我。
That's why he came to Jesus and said, "You are my teacher. Please teach me."
你来说，我来领受。
You tell me, and I will take it.
所以我们到主面前来，我们也是像尼哥底母一样。
So we come to Lord just like Nicodemus.
我们知道说，我们在地上任何的条件都不能够使我们真正的有。我们的条件不能够叫我们有，不能够叫我们进神的国。
Yeah, so we're just like demons. Whatever we have on the earth would not really enable us to enter the kingdom.
但是如果我们所求的那个心是对的，
but you have a right heart to seek.
我们所求的目的是和神来的目的是相吻合的。
And if it connects or match what Lord comes for,
主就愿意把自己交托给这样的人。
Lord would entrust Himself to us.
所以这个，如果我们心里存的是神国近了。
So if we have been thinking that the kingdom of God is at hand.
这正是我们所追求的，主可以这样来交托。
Lord would entrust Himself.
那这个刚才这个说的这个英文这个 entrust 或者这个交托，其实和相信是同一个字。
So when we mention like Lord to entrust, it's the same word as
当然中文一边翻作相信一边翻作交托，英文是 believe and entrust.
Yes, so there are two words.
但是其实原文是同一个词。
Entrust and believe are similar words.
在我们人对神来说，那个叫相信。
So for us to Lord, it is to believe.
从神对人的角度中文就用交托这个字。
But from Lord to us, it is to entrust.
所以这个字的含义也包括一个信任，可以信任，可以托付这样的一个含义。
So it really has like to have belief and to entrust.
Entrust, yeah. It's multiple words but the same meaning. 所以如果我们心里所存的是真正对神国的追求，主可以信任我们，可以托付我们。
Yeah, so if we have the right heart, Lord is going to entrust.
所以我们做基督徒的时候，我们要常常寻求主的面，我们去祷告。但是有的时候，我们常常感觉到会有拦阻，会有一些阻碍。
Yeah, we were Christian. We truly pray and look for what's the truth from Lord. But a lot of time we have difficulties.
我们的祷告好像神没有那么听。
And Lord may not really listening to our prayers.
那个时候我们就要去查验，说我们心中存的究竟是什么。
And we need to go back to our heart and ask what we have.
我们为什么愿意耶稣来做我们的王？
Why we want Lord to be our king?
是要求一些地上的好处，还是真的要求神的国？
Is it really to benefit on what we want on this earth or His kingdom?
我们基督徒常常我们会背主导文，主导文里面所教导的是什么？
Yeah, so like for the Lord's prayers.
我们愿。有很多的愿，我们在地上有很多的心愿，但如果你只有一个愿的话，主叫我们心中所愿，你最高的或者说最重要的愿是什么？
So we may have a lot of wishes when we pray, but like according to the prayer, a Lord's prayer, there's maybe just one, the ultimate.
如果只有这一件事，主开始告诉我们说是愿你的国降临。
That is about the kingdom of God to come.
如果我们主在教训说，你看天上的飞鸟，看野地的百合花。
And in Lord's teaching, say if you look at the flying the birds in the sky or the lilies on the ground.
但你看这些心里有感动的时候，你向主求，要求先求什么？
So when you see these creations and you're touched and pray to Lord, what we should ask for?
我们的主说，先求他的国和他的义。
And pray for His kingdom of God.
所以我们心中所存的，其实就反映在 我们向主所求的。
So what we have in our heart is truly what we want to ask for from God.
我们心中存着什么，我们就会向主去求什么，或者是就说最主要你向主求的就会是这样东西。
Yeah, so what we ask from the Lord is truly a reflection of what we have in our heart.
这是我们基督徒的根本。
That's the essence of being a Christian.
我们在做基督徒一生所建造的，就是在这个根基上面。
So what we have been trying to build is to have this good foundation.
刚才我们说一个神迹一个神国，他们有什么不同？
So again, what's the difference of science and kingdom?
因为我们今天讲的题目是为什么要重生？
Because our topic today is to be reborn again.
如果你心里所存的是要看见神迹，并不一定需要经过重生。
So if we're truly looking for signs, we may not have to be reborn.
不得救的人照样可以看见神迹。
A person who is not saved, he may also see signs.
长大麻风的，有十个大麻风得了医治，但是回来归荣耀给神的有几个呢？
大麻风怎么说？
大麻 ，leprosy。
Leprosy, yes. So if we have 10 patients with leprosy, and all of them were healed, but maybe only one came to Lord.
但是你要看见神国，必须先要重生。
But to enter the kingdom, we have to be reborn first.
这个不可能有任何的例外。
There's no other way.
所以主说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
I tell you the truth.
对 ，I tell the truth.或者用原文来讲就是阿们阿们，两次的主用了两次的阿们来说这件事绝对不可能有例外。
So the Lord says amen twice, which is to say there's no other way.
用我们弟兄前面交通的话来说，这就是一个，所以这个叫做是一个律，这是一个 law.
This is like a law.
不可能有，如果有例外的，它就不叫做律。
There's no alternative. That's why it's called law.
所以如果我们人心中不免总是有这样的天然的想法，就是如果我看见了神迹，表示我在神国里面，我想很自然，你不用人教的，我想地上的人自然就是会这么想。
And people on the earth have the tendency to think, if I can see the sign, that means I am
in the kingdom. 我们总是把看见神迹和在神国里画上一个等号。
We always link like seeing the sign and really equal to be in the kingdom.
所以法利赛人就是这样子。那今天其实我们地上多数的人也是这样的。
So Pharisees are like this, and we are not exceptions at all.
但是如果我们留在这样的想法里面不被解救出来，那看见神迹非但不是我们的祝福，反而可能成为一个咒诅。
So if we stay like this without change, by seeing the signs, it may not be a real blessing.
因为我们把我们对神国的观念就建造在我有没有看见神迹，或者我看见多少的神迹里面。
Because we're limiting our understanding about kingdom on how many signs we can see.
但是国度完全是生命的事。
But the kingdom is all about life.
没有那个生命，你就跟国度无缘。
If there's no life, we have nothing to do with the kingdom.
所以为什么重生那么重要？因为重生是生命的开始。
That's why to be reborn is so important, that because that's the beginning to have new life.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
We cannot see the kingdom without being reborn.
所以这个见神国，后面主又说进神国。
So to see the kingdom, our Lord also say enter the kingdom.
这个进神国是来解释这个见神国。
So to enter the kingdom is to explain to see the kingdom.
这个看见，所以不是只是用我们的眼睛来看见。
So to see the kingdom is not to see it with our eyes.
这个看见的意思是经历的意思。
It's really about to experience it.
所以你只有身在神国里面才能经历。
You can only experience when you are in the kingdom.
所以永生或者重生的目的不是只是让我们不致灭亡。
So the whole purpose of eternal life is not about not be perished.
我们三章十六节那么熟哈。 不致灭亡，但是不致灭亡不是我们最终的目的。
So not to be perished is not our ultimate goal.
能够让我们在神国的里面经历神国是神的心意。
To have let us experience Lord in the kingdom is what Lord truly wants us to have.
所以这是神要给我们重生的目的。
This is the purpose of why we need to have regeneration.
所以我们在地上世人的想法，想到你要进哪里去的时候，我们最自然的想法就是这是一个资格的问题。
We usually think when we need to enter a place, we need to think about are you qualified to enter?
但是你从主的话可以看见，这完全是我们一个存心的问题。我们的态度，我们的心态，我们的存心，你到主面前来，心里所存的是什么？
But the true thing is about what we truly have in our heart.
我们知道法利赛人他们虽然对神国他们的认识有偏差。
Even though the understanding of the Pharisees, they are deviated from the correct understanding about kingdom.
他们用看见神迹来证明自己在神国当中。
They want to testify with how many signs they see and to kind of show they are in the kingdom.
但是他们对神国那种追求的态度是宝贵的。
However, the attitude that long for the kingdom is precious.
所以法利赛人他们也不是一无是处。
So, the Pharisees, they are not like totally wrong.
虽然今天我们提起法利赛人都是一个贬义的词。
Even when we mention Pharisees, it's more like a negative word.
但是他们身上有一样可取的，就是他们对神国有那个要的态度。
But they do have some shining point that they do have a longing attitude to the kingdom.
今天我们很容易可能正好是相反，我们觉得说我们对于神国，我们所有的认识都是最纯正的。
We may think our pursue or seek to the kingdom is righteous.
我们有最纯正的教训，但是可能我们对神国的那种迫切并比不上他们。
But the urgency that we want to seek the kingdom may not be as good as the Pharisees.
比如我们只是着重这个重生是只是为着我们自己。
And we may focus on, like we talk about reborn, is really to benefit ourselves.
那我们就会失去我们的主他出来传道要告诉我们的目的。
And we're going to lose what the Lord is trying to let us know when he starts to teach.
我们也会失去约翰记下来的约翰福音第三章的目的。
We're also going to lose the goal of this book John chapter 3.
所以重生的迫切完全是因为神国的迫切。
So the urgency to be reborn is truly the urgency from the kingdom.
主的话告诉我们说，你真的心里要神国，你才会真的要重生。
So Lord's words truly say, if you truly want the kingdom, we do need to be reborn.
如果你只是为了自己的好处所要的那个重生，这样的信在主那边，他不能把自己交托给你。
So if we have very unlimited understanding about the kingdom to benefit ourselves, Lord is not going to entrust himself.
日期满了，神国近了。
So the time is fulfilled that the kingdom is near.
我们知道说这是主来的时候，主第一次来的时候。
And we know the Lord came for the first time.
所以这个国它有一座城。
So this kingdom has a city.
这座城它有一座殿。
And this city has a temple.
这完全是天上的事，但是我们对天上的事不容易明白。所以神在地上也要有这样的一些具体的事物来帮助我们明白。
So this is all about the concept up there, which is very hard to understand, but also Lord showed that on the earth for us to better understand.
所以我们在天上有耶路撒冷，有圣殿，在地上也有这个耶路撒冷。也有这座圣殿。
So there is Jerusalem and a temple in the heaven, and we also have that on the earth.
在第二章里面，我们读到，所以主耶稣他要进了这个地上的殿，他要在那里推倒桌子，赶出牛羊。
That's why in chapter 2, Lord entered the temple, he overturned the table and drove out all the animals.
因为我们的主体会父的心，父的心乃是在耶路撒冷，父的心乃是在这座殿。
Because Jesus knew the Father's mind is in Jerusalem, in that temple.
所以门徒就想起经上所说的话，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
The disciples recall from the scripture that the zeal to the house will consume me.
这也是我们很熟的一段圣经。为什么提到这里？因为我们常常不容易把神国和神迹分别开来。
Yeah, this is also the verses we're familiar with. And again, a lot of time we cannot distinguish the kingdom from the signs.
唯有一样能够真正分开的，就是十字架，能够把一切属神的和不是属神的分开来。
Only one thing that can distinguish things from the holy and versus unholy, that is the cross.
虽然我们都很熟悉，但让我们一同再来读这段话语。好，我们一起来，21-24节，哥林多前书第一章。世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。感谢神，日期满了，神国近了，你们当悔改信福音。我们的主他到地上来传这样的信息。那今天
This is the message the Lord trying to teach us when he was here.
但今天我们知道说，上一次David Brown 牧师来所传的信息是主已经近了。
So Pastor Brown was teaching last time that Lord is near.
这是说到我们的主他要再来，我们现在离那个时候是非常的近。
So Jesus is coming back.
我们看地上的光景和主第一次来的时候有很多相似的地方。
So the current world is very similar with the time when Jesus came for the first time.
你看到有瘟疫，看到有民攻打民，国攻打国。
Yeah, there was epidemic and there was a battles among nations.
我们会看见爱心的冷淡，我们会看见很多亵渎的事。爱心的冷淡。
Oh, we're going to see a cool heart or
cold hearted.
No passion, no interest.
Cold heart.
Cold heart, cold shoulder.
然后有许多亵渎神的事出现。
And there are many things that disgrace the grace from the Lord.
虽然现在还没有人坐在神的殿中自称是神，但是你看世界发展的趋势，我们知道说也许这一天并不是很遥远。
Even though nobody has been declaring to be the Lord in the temple, but maybe one day that would be real.
但愿我们也像那些犹太人一样，我们心中做一个热切盼望神国的人。
So may we just be like the Jews who really long for the kingdom.
真正是说热切的盼望主的再来。
Truly longing for the coming back of Jesus.
这样存心的人，主可以把自己交托给他们。
These are the people that Lord is going to entrust Himself.
好，我们今天就信息交通到这里，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢你，主啊，你是世人的救主，你更是信徒的救主。我感谢你，你拯救我们。
We thank you, save us, Lord.
我们感谢你所传的话语，主，但愿我们都成为你所可交托的人。
Lord, we thank you the message you are trying to teach me. We pray that you can entrust yourself to us.
我们愿你的国度降临，我们愿你的再来的时候，我们是一个真正等候你的人。
We pray for your kingdom and we pray we are the people who are longing and waiting for you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.